During a cold rain in the Pennsylvania countryside today, a procession of horse-drawn buggies carried Amish mourners to a hilltop cemetery. It was the fifth burial for the schoolgirls killed during Monday's shooting rampage in Lancaster County. 12-year-old Anna Mae Stoltzfus was buried in the same cemetery as her four friends, 13-year-old Marion Fisher, 7-year-old Naomi Rose Ebersol, and two sisters, Lena Miller, age 7, and Mary Liz Miller, age 8.
In coming days, all the satellite trucks and reporters that are camped out in front of that one-room schoolhouse will likely move on. But the children, the parents, and the teachers in the village of Nickel Mines will remain and face the difficult task of trying to figure out how to move on with their lives. One person who knows a bit about the difficult days ahead for those in Lancaster is Larry Benz. He was the principal of Thurston High School in Springfield, Oregon, in May of 1998, when 15-year-old Kip Kinkle marched into the cafeteria and sprayed 50 rounds of ammunition into the crowd. Two students were killed, 22 were wounded, and Larry Benz's career as a principal has never been the same. He's now the principal of Springwater Trail High School in Gresham, Oregon, and he joins us now from Portland. Mr. Benz, thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you.
You had said that your career after that day had never been the same. How has it changed you as a school administrator?
Obviously, having gone through that type of situation, which no one ever really believes will happen to them, brings a whole different perspective to the day-to-day operation of a school, to working with children, to your personal life, and to my own children along the way.
You know, we see the immediate aftermath of a tragedy like this because so many reporters descend on the scene, but we don't see what happens in those coming weeks and months. Help us understand what happens when the cameras leave.
At first, the emotion is overwhelming relief to have the cameras gone. Even though the outside world is caring and providing overwhelming support, there's a sense of intrusion because a school is like a big family, and the family wants to get together and heal itself. And so in the days after, there's a little bit of time and space, but overt recognition that healing is a long process. The tragedy that entered all of our lives will always be there. And so part of what we have to do is honor the good that came out of it and never forget the horror that we all experienced.
Does your phone start to ring every time one of these shootings takes place?
Yes, it does. Primarily, of course, by the media outlets asking for comments, and I tend to turn most of those down. But then the phone also rings from friends as we all check on each other and how are you doing and what has happened since the last time I talked with you. The kind of things that a community does when it cares about each other and moves forward.
After the shooting at Thurston in 1998, how long before you reopened the schoolhouse?
The shooting occurred on a Thursday, and we opened the building that Monday. This was Memorial Day weekend, so there was no school on Monday. But we opened the building so that the community could come reclaim the school. There was an intense sense of violation. People needed to come back and revisit their roots and assure themselves that that school would still go on, that there were still good people there, and that we all cared for each other and would help each other through these horrible times.
At what point did it feel like you had gotten to the point where it felt like you were back to something close to normal?
I would think it was probably maybe the middle of the second year. And then once we had gotten that sense, the shootings at Columbine occurred and we were pulled back into it again. So I think it's somewhat this two steps forward, one step back scenario. I think that there was a lesson that our community learned very quickly. It was that they had to have a renewed faith in the quality of today's teenagers. They might be pierced and sagging pants and doing whatever the case might be, but the quality of those individuals came through under the most horrific circumstances, and that gave the community hope and the staff hope, and that's what carried people forward.
I don't know that you've talked to anyone in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, but is there any advice or any words you would pass on to people there to help them get through this?
I have not talked to anyone there, but I can tell already from what I've seen on the national news that they are drawing strength from within themselves. And I believe that they will move forward with a renewed faith in their young people and a renewed faith in their community. And that's what we have to do to move on. The tragedy cannot remain the story. The story has to develop into the character of the people who were involved, and the strength and the bravery and the courage that will pull us forward, because hope is what leads the way.
Mr. Benz, I know that you were reluctant to talk to us at first, but I'm certainly glad you agreed to sit down and have this conversation. Thanks so much for talking to us.
Thank you, Michelle.
Larry Benz, he's now the principal of Springwater Trail High School in Gresham, Oregon. We'll be making more visits to the principal's office. In each conversation, we'll focus on just one topic in depth. How does a principal get all kids to come to school and stay? Should a principal who's seen former students come home in flag-draped caskets support or discourage high schoolers who want to join the military? These topics and more in our continuing series, A Visit to the Principal's Office.